So this is my second note on digital nomadism, on Boo, Audio Boo, and I'll try to keep it more narrow. I was thinking, what is the important thing about this lifestyle? And the first thing which comes to mind is actually infrastructure, which allows it. Something that we might think of as invisible, but really, can you be a nomad if there is nothing for nomads out there? The infrastructure which allows digital nomadism to become a trend, apart from internet connection, which is available everywhere, and the ability to work from everywhere, it's also simple physical things. For instance, when you look at blogs and podcasts and listen to podcasts and just read about digital nomadism, the classic picture is someone sitting with a laptop in a cafe, which simply means that there is a cafe, there is an internet connection there, and there is an electric plug. Or maybe there is a lot of sunlight and you have a little solar-powered battery, or maybe you have a battery that you can charge somewhere else. But of course, it's a fast internet connection, electricity, a cafe which is open and accessible, which is cheap, I suppose, unless you're making a lot of money. And the second thing which comes to mind is, okay, like for instance, I go to Stockholm, I use Guerrilla Office. It's a network of people started by a friend of mine. They use lobbies of really nice hotels with fast internet connection as offices, and they work from there. It's very comfortable and practical. You meet nice people. But there is this network. It makes it easier to go there and to sit around all day with your computer if another 5 people doing it. Though the culture in Stockholm is cool enough. Yes, you can walk into the hotel lobby, just order one coffee and sit around with a laptop all day. No one gonna be upset about it. Then, sometimes I go to some chain cafes, Starbucks frequented by hipsters with expensive lattes and horrendous playlist. I don't really like it. But, cafes aside, what do I do when I just want to take a shower and I want to sleep? Maybe I stay in the hotel. Maybe I stay at a friend's place. Maybe I use couchsurfing. It depends on how much money I make. The thing about digital nomadism, and I think the most stressful thing, as in the life of any freelancer, because most digital nomads are freelancers. Even when they have a startup on their own, startups usually don't make that much money. It's whether I do have work. Of course, if I have a mortgage and I'm worried about whether I have a job, that's just probably even more stress. But of course, if I want to pay for my hotel, if I want to pay for my food and for my coffee. So what if I'm working on some exciting project and I have a startup and I don't have a client for whom I'm making a software or doing something like that? What kind of infrastructure I use? I probably stay with Couchsurfers. Couchsurfing community. Maybe with few exceptions, you can't really stay with a person on Couchsurfing website for more than a week. That's a bit awkward. And on top of that, you still have to eat something. So the question is, can we enhance this infrastructure? Can we use some spaces which allow us to have some rest and maybe not to worry about whether we're working for a client or not? I spent a month in the monastery, which was sponsored by municipality of Matera, which provided a place to sleep and a small amount of money to eat for people who can work on the projects, basically without worrying about whether they have a job at this time, whether they're going to get paid. It has certain challenges as well, because in this particular settings, you have to worry about whether your project is relevant to the municipality, because they pay for you. So you had to, every week, people within the program who were on this residency receiving a per diem, they had to report the results of the social work, of the impact of the project in the local community, which can be quite stressful as well. So there is another example of a friend of mine, or an acquaintance of mine, who is doing a small-scale, self-funded residency, inviting people to put out their flats for this purpose. So it's not a massive community of travellers and couch surfers, it's just very focused. Small number of flats, small number of people, not very big web of trust, which allow people to come to Berlin, for instance, stay there, hack away on their projects, contribute money to the rent of the flat. So there's always this question of resources. And we've been thinking about ways of creating this safe space which allow people to work, and maybe exist in this stress-free environment which allow you to focus and to do the work you're really passionate about. Of course, there are non-profit projects which can be made around the subject. There are also several business models, which is just not just a simple freelance, but some other type of services which can be done. And we just started exploring this. We'd like to have more discussion with existing digital nomads, talk about their experiences, come up with new ways of making it work, making it powerful and comfortable, and yeah, looking at how it can affect learning and education in general. And the infrastructure is the key. How can we build an infrastructure which allows it, or how can we use the existing infrastructure and build on it? I will post some more audio boos, maybe with concrete examples. User journeys will be interesting. And an invitation for everyone to join the discussion. Try to keep it under 5 minutes, now I'm almost 10 minutes.